Good morning, church.
Good morning.
It's me, Cameron Nichelle Sierra Watkins, the favorite daughter. If you could please turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 6, verses 16. The version I will read from is the New King James Version. Do you not know that whom you present yourselves slaves to obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness, but God he be thanked that though you were slaves of sin, yet you be delivered. What this verse is saying is that sin equals death and obedience equals righteousness. But even though we're sinners, God still loves us. But why would he use the word slaves? I mean, I, as a black individual, am not very comfortable with that word. But the Apostle Paul, the author of the book of Romans, needed to make the people think about who they obey, how, or why. One example is how people like to go shopping. Some people are slaves to shopping. They keep spending and spending on clothes that they don't need or things and jewelry that they don't really want once they get it. But, you know, it's not that important. The whole point of the slaves thing was to make people think, who do I obey, my sin or God? Did I explain that in a way you can understand? I'm going to give you another example. You know, did you know that there wasn't a word for juice back in the Bible days? It was actually used as wine. It could mean a fermented drink, or liquid pressed from fruit or vegetables. Well, slave could mean someone stolen for work, like how we think of modern-day slavery, or someone who hires themselves out for a lump sum of money, or a high reward. Joseph, in the Old Testament, was sold by his brothers, but Jacob hired himself out to marry Rachel. Another verse that I really like is Romans chapter 6, verses 10. If you could please turn your Bibles. If you want to. Romans chapter 6, verses 10. For death that he died to sin once and for all. But the life that he lives for God. In my experience, God wants you to follow him because he knows what's best for you. He only wants us all to be with him in his holy place, heaven. And you can't be with him in heaven if you only obey sin. But it's not just about living with God. It's also about you. Before we can live in heaven, we need to know who God really is. If our lives are clouded in sin, we can never really know who he is. We can know of him, like singing praises in his name or dancing to a routine, but if we aren't connected to the Holy Spirit, we can never know Jesus. And if we don't know Jesus, we can never imagine who God is, which would make singing and dancing pointless. We are given the gift of life when we're born. This life is messed up because of sin. God provided his son so that we may be accepting his gift and inherit eternal life. So whose side are you on? Will you accept eternal life or death that leads to eternal destruction? Either way, we're slaves to something. Thank you.